How you do that dip? The remix. How you do that dip? New Orleans, Baton Rouge. How you do that dip? Lafayette, Lake Charles. How you do that dip? Shreveport, Mississippi. How you do that dip? Alabama, Atlanta. How you do that dip? Florida, Arkansas. How you do that dip?
Say, who that? Run up off the wheel and get your ass with blue black. My nigga, my nerve, fresh off the curve. Jelly, jam, and preserve. Nothing but balls in my word. And a Mossberg pistol grip pump on my lap at all times. Whatever my nigga, niggas young, so I'm still dying. Island Bob, huh? We're in wood, huh? Give a fuck, we're in wood. Full of that weed, planning like a poppy seed. A slanting and a chanting happened. They can name Young Blee, Carly Young. In the jungle where the murder me and mama for months and days. Tripping off the blunts, we play hell of a high. And telling them why, I'ma never say die. You can see it in my eyes. Second day I fly like an ego and see no evil eye. And I know sick of this hit. This year I'm bailing in the dope, supernatural. Wicked, y'all, so you don't bring me dope. But see how they running everything on the cool. But they know I'm finna act a fool in this motherfucker. So it's all how you do that day.
From Texas to Kansas, we don't care.
Say, how you do that day?
Missouri, Ohio, we don't care.
I hear they holler, how you do that day?
D.C. to Nevada, we don't care.
Say, how you do that day?
California,
Virginia,
we don't care.
Yo, welcome to the Cold World Podcast. Well, at least that's what it's called for now. Like I said, I've been thinking about changing the name. It's a big process. We're going to see. Try to get everything on brand. Maybe energy converters. I don't know. But working on that. Hope everybody's been good. Enjoy talking to you all. Man, I've had some... It's been some busy last few weeks. But good stuff, though. I'm an extremely blessed person. So I'm going to jump in and just, you know, update about some of the stuff that's been going on in my life and things that's kind of been going on in the world, and we just gonna have a conversation because that's what we do. I appreciate all the comments and questions and you know, all the support that folks have been sending around the podcast. That's dope, man. It means a lot. I'm glad that some folks is actually really listening to it and like really engaging with it. I had somebody actually quote something that I said the other day, and it was weird because that does not really happen. I've never had anybody quote back to me what I said in a podcast. I didn't even remember what they were talking about because it's from a long time ago. I had to go back and re-listen to it. And I try not to do that because I just get mad at myself when I listen to podcasts over, because I'm like, man, I really wish I would have said that this way or that way. Like, you can't, once it's out there, it's just out there. You can't tweak it and all that stuff. So I'll listen just for like the clarity's sake, but I try not to revisit them all that often. First off, you know, gotta give a RIP shout out to Flip Saunders, head coach and president of the Minnesota Timberwolves. Passed away, lost his battle with cancer this month, and the Cancer Awareness Month, which is sad and ironic. And but I have my Coleman pink. I have like a little flower that I wear for folks. So I will make sure that I definitely wear that for brother Flip Saunders, man. If you know me, you know how much I love basketball, and that's really sad that he passed away. So RIP, man. Hope it's a basketball court up there and you get to, you know, get to enjoy the thing that you spent most of your life doing. On a happier note, we're going to talk about some of the stuff that's just been kind of going on and jump into it. Everything from social issues to the craziness that I deal with some of my friends and why I need to get new friends, okay? Like, listen, I love these people, all right? But I'm going to make a real strong case by why I need new friends. I'm making the applications up right now. It's going to be a Google Doc because I got to get a group of friends. Because I need a new group. This is ridiculous, all right? Because there's a lot of people I hang with in this one particular group where I'm the baby. It's, you know what? I'm the youngest one, and I'm the oldest sibling in my family. It's just a weird dynamic. I'm going to tell you about it, okay? And I think y'all going to be on my side, but you can let me know. So, first things first, I think I talked about this last time. I think all y'all know that I work for the school district now doing community engagement, which is dope. I get to do community engagement in the area that I went to school in, and I feel like I tell the story pretty frequently, but it's a part of my job. And I really like it. I really dig it. Trying to get better at it, you know. But one of the things that I'm most proud of is a few weeks ago, we did a job fair in West Oakland. And, you know, we say that we are a full service community district. That means that we try to focus on more. The academics is definitely number one, but we feel like you got to serve the whole child. I'm sure some of y'all have heard that. Well, at any rate, a lot of our students, their parents need jobs. When I was a kid, my dad needed help with a job. It just, they just wasn't there like that. Or he lost them for whatever reason. But the point is parents need benefits, yo. Like, you can't be running around scared that your kid gonna catch a cold and that's gonna ruin your life. All right? So we had a job fair in West Oakland at a local elementary school, and we gave out 122 offers. Now, those jobs range as far as education level and experience needed and all that good stuff, man. But the point is that once you get into that system and you get through probation, homie, you got benefits. You know what I'm saying? Like, a broken leg don't have to end your economic life. Like, that's real stuff that people worry about. You know, like, we are way past using Robitussin on stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, those home remedies and the stuff that Chris Rock used to joke about, like, that's real life for a lot of families. Yeah, mine was one of them. And have no real health insurance when I was a kid. You just went to one of those little free clinics and you sat up in there with the people, you know what I'm saying? And it's just, yeah, we just had to deal with it. You know, every time I got a little cold or something, I'm up here in this freaking clinic, man, like with my parents. Yeah, I don't know. It's just different when you got some coverage. It's different. So anyway, I felt really good about that. It was a whole group of departments that came together too. It was like a bunch of players that had to come together to make it happen. And, you know, we did things like, so you didn't have to go online. We printed out paper applications and brought the TB testing on site and had childcare there and brought fingerprinting on site and paid for it. And I mean, just a lot of things to really help folks in that community. So I feel good about that. I played a really small part, but I feel good about it. It makes me feel good. Okay? I'm not going to steal my joy. Dang it. I got to see some of those folks at the orientation, man. They were really happy. So hopefully it all works out for those people. And it puts them on a track to them getting to where they want to get to. And I hope for the ones that do have children, I hope that, you know, we start to see the results of that being reflected in the kids. Anyway, I ain't gonna do too much talking about work, but I do love my job. I do really enjoy just being out there with folks and talking to people, because then nobody talked to me and my family when I was in school, man. Like, nobody. I didn't know what was going on. Man, nobody. So, you know, just somebody out there trying to really connect with people. And we ain't going to always do it right. We're going to actually make a lot of mistakes. We're going to make a bunch of mistakes because it's a brand new department. And I just tend to make mistakes. We talk about this on this podcast a lot. Like, I tell you, I mess something up every day. Every day. I messed up like 3 things today. It's just, that record is unblemished. As far as me consistently making some type of mistake. So mistakes will definitely be made, but you're going to learn, right? You lead with your heart. You actually care about the folks and the work that you're doing. I just tend to think that good things will happen. That's been the motto that I followed, and it's worked for me this far. So we'll see. But one of the other things, man, so this is me bragging, okay? Yo, your boy got to hang out with Elaine Brown. You know who Elaine Brown is? All right. She used to be the chairwoman of the Black Panthers for about 3 years. She was just a soldier, man. She was so dope. This is the thing, right? As a kid, like, I read all the little books and heard all the stories. I even watched the Kadeem Hardison movie, which I heard a lot of them don't like. But I watched that movie and watched them running through West Oakland and the big house at the Fermery. And, like, it's all that stuff, you know? Really, really enjoyed learning about them folks. And I've had just run-ins with random Black Panthers at random times. Like, I used to walk by the lake in Oakland and just see Angela Davis at a coffee shop just chilling. Like, what you supposed to say? What you supposed to, that's Angela Davis, B. I don't, FBI, if you listen, I don't know where she is right now. If y'all looking for her, let that lady live. But, like, it was like, wait, hold on a second. Like, that's Angela Davis. That's that lady is, I've read about her, man. So to kick it with Elaine Brown, let me back up. I didn't kick it with Elaine Brown. We had a meeting, okay? Let me tell you what the work is, because it's tied to the work, all right? Everybody knows we're working on building what's called a central kitchen, because a lot of schools don't have kitchens in them. And kids need to eat. And right now, in some of those schools, like, they're eating TV dinners, and we can't have that. All right? That's not what we want to have for our kids. So it's a big project. It was a lot of involvement. There was some pushback, but people were coming along, whatever the case is, right? So, but anyway, Miss Elaine Brown has a program where she is doing garden work. She's doing gardens, and she is hiring ex-cons. She's hiring people that are formerly incarcerated, and she's paying them like $20 an hour. I know she's not making a profit. That's just really dope. That's just some dope stuff that a dope revolutionary leader would do, right? This is awesome. So we want to be a part of that. We have, like, these farmers markets and these things called California Thursdays. We just have a lot of opportunities for folks to get these farm goods off, you know, these garden goods. So I got to meet with her with some other folks to talk about what it would be, what needs to happen to support that work and to get some of her produce in our markets. So the meeting was slated for an hour. I promise you, we talked about that maybe for 10, 15 minutes. I'm going to be generous and say 18 minutes. 18 minutes. 18 minutes. We talked about the actual work stuff. Now, that woman spent nearly 2 hours with me. Listen, we both ran our mouths with each other for 2 hours. We were slated for an hour. Like, the other people that was with us, people on my side, the other person on her side, like, they had to go. Like, they had to leave. It was, like, the end of the day. The day was over. But Charles Cole and Elaine Brown was vibing. We was vibing, yo. Like, let me say this again, because I don't think y'all understand. I, Charles Cole III, was vibing with the former chairwoman of the Black freaking Panthers, son. Just, like, chopping it up. She, like, asked me about my history and my story. Yo, I told this woman about my... I'm sorry, I shouldn't be hitting the table. But you need to understand. So, I might hit the table again. If you hear the pounding in your headphones, this is a moment for me. You get to share it, okay? All right? So just share the moment with me and don't judge me. Just share it. We're going to have this moment together. Because when I win, we all win. Yeah. So anyway, she asked me about my story and I told her about how I got here from Chicago, but first it was in Kentucky and went back and forth, and then the move, and then the homelessness and the streets and the boys club and Lafayette, the 11th school, and like, listen, yo, listen. Really hear me, yo. I'm not, like, exaggerating. There's no 2 on the 10 on this. I made Elaine Brown cry. Like tears of joy and sorrow when she heard this story. Man, if y'all knew how hard this woman was, just go look, just Google some pictures of her. Look at the black and white ones, okay? That is not a person that you want to mess with, okay? Man, woman, whatever. She looked like she'll put two in you. I'm just saying. Just look like if you came busting through her door, she's not resolving that with you. Like, there are shots coming at you, all right? This hard lady that helped lead the movement, the revolution, the breakfast programs, all that stuff, taking on COINTELPRO and all this revolutionary stuff, like, she is listening to my story and crying. And then she's telling me about this other young man that was falsely accused of murder. And she was like, his story directly parallels yours in Atlanta, wherever he was. You know, his dude is the same age as me. I'm just saying, I'm just letting you know that Charles Cole and Elaine Brown are kindred spirits, yo. Just know that, okay? Man, I'm still, like, and she's fly. Like, the lady is fly, yo. When I say that Elaine Brown is fly, the sister is fly. So, in the old pictures with the afro out and all that stuff, you know, she got this real focused look. She's a beautiful lady. She's a beautiful woman. I'm telling you, when I saw her last week and she had, like, you know, her little blazer on with the white shirt under it, with the collar up, she had some good starch on that because that collar didn't move. Like, her shoe game was on point, and she knew it. Like, she knew she was bad. I will not repeat some of the things that we talked about because that's our conversation. And that was for us, and that's something that's special between Charles and Lane. You can't know that. Ha. Yes, because I had a connection. You know what I'm saying? We had a moment, and she gave me some real talk, and you can't know it. How about that? But let me just say, she knew she was fly, and she knew it. She knew it. It was so dope, man. I want her in front of little girls all over this country, regardless of color. She was just so dope. So, anyway, I look forward to working with her. She's been working to get, there's this local high school here called McClimas High School. You've heard me talk about it before. She worked real hard to get that pool reopened. And so I want to make sure, I'm going to make sure I support her in that. But anyway, that was the highlight of my life this year. It was one of the best things that ever happened to me. Listening to stories from this woman about things that I've read, and then it had, like, the emotion behind it and, like, the real scoop and, like, look, let me tell you how I feel about this. Or actually, let me tell you how I feel about this person. It was surreal. Like, I lost it. I have met Michael Jordan. I've shared cigars with the likes of Charles Barkley. And these are people that I, like, really admire because I was a basketball player. I love basketball. Like, all these people. Cool as a cucumber, man. I was, like, I'm not a 49er fan, but I have been in the same spot where Jerry Rice and I were both buying, like, cigars at this golf tournament. Like, I'm saying, I have been around greatness. I have never lost my stuff or almost lost my composure the way that I have with this woman. It never happened. So anyway, I don't know. That's my moment. And yeah, it was dope. Moving on. So tonight, I had a lot of work to do. I'm not nowhere near done. I need to publish like two or three more articles tonight. I don't know if it's gonna happen. I'm gonna work my hardest to make sure that it does. It's gonna happen. I always get it done. I'm just tired, right? Because I do love the work, but it's a lot of work, right? So I went to my boy Mylan Drake's 40th birthday party. Y'all have heard me talk about Mylan before. If you've heard about me talk about two people, one of those people was Will Jackson, who is my brother, best friend. The other person is Mylan Drake, friend, business partner, big brother, all that good stuff, right? So it's his 40th birthday party. So I show up, you know what I'm saying? And we get there. And so of this group of friends that I have, I am the only one who's like not married. We had another person. I'm the second youngest, okay? But one of our the person that's younger than me just got married. And is beautiful. I'm really happy for them. So that leaves me as the one person that's not married, and they don't want to admit it, but they most of them living vicariously through me, because yeah, they're not selling marriage real well to me. Some of them are, okay? But I need somebody to really explain this to me. Why is it that when you get around married people, they push for you to get married so hard? Like, we are like speaking different languages. What part of I really enjoy my money and spending that and saving that for me, do people just not, I don't understand. I don't get it. Like there's just something, and I don't hate marriage. I'm not even saying that I will never do it, or kids. Like, it depends. I'm telling you, y'all, it depends on what day you ask me, but I'm not going to sit up here in front. Like, I don't enjoy being like not married. You're just not going to do that, okay? I meet with these brothers. We meet on Saturdays. We have these Saturday meetings. We get up. It's none but men. We, like, meet at a Starbucks. We pray. We hear about each other's stories and what's going on in their week and where they need support and all that stuff. And I am just not, from this group's perspective, Charles is just not sold on this marriage thing. You are just not driving that sale home to me, which you don't need to do, but it is the opposite tends to happen, right? So when I get around these people whom I love, they just go real hard. And tonight the wives was there too, and they just all want, we just had to engage in this conversation. And it's like, why are you trying to put me in bondage? Okay, don't turn me into Moses out here in these streets, and you Pharaoh. Let my people go, son. All I'm saying is, I'm not opposed to marriage, but when you sell something so hard, it make you ask, what's wrong with it? Remember those Pepe Le Pew cartoons? I'm talking, most of y'all are my age or older. Y'all know what Pepe Le Pew is. He was a little skunk. He always saw a little cat. He fell in love with the cat. The cat found out he was a skunk. She wasn't feeling him, and she would just run throughout the entire cartoon. And then, you know what I'm saying? And then at the end, the cat would normally just give in and just flip and be like, Pepe, I'm yours, and come. And then Pepe would be like, this is that effect. It's like, why? I don't understand. Like, I don't get it. So, they selling it too hard. You know what I mean? It's like watching Shark Tank, and then, first off, I love Shark Tank. I watch it religiously. Mark Cuban and them. I just really like watching the show. And so I can always tell when a sale is about to go bad, because when the product is great, they're not really selling the product. They're just talking more about, you know, about the origin of the product and how it works and why it's effective. But then the folks that you just not really confident in, they like really trying to sell the product, and it just turns all the sharks off and you don't get no offer. Actually, they just make fun of you, and then they go on with their millionaire day. All right. So I feel like I'm Mark Cuban sitting in the chair, and these folks in the Shark Tank, and they are just really, really selling this concept to me, and that, and kids and all that stuff. And it's just not, He's not a – y'all are just not good pitch people. He's not pitch people. It's not – no. Sound like y'all selling a physical or something. Like it's something that I need to have happen or I'm going to die. Like that's what it feels – like you know what I mean? Like this is I need new friends. That's my fault for getting friends that damn old anyway. You listen. I gotta figure this out. I love these people, but I gotta get new friends. Now again, not opposed to marriage. Depend on what day you ask me, man. Listen, I could fall in love tomorrow and be like, it's done, it's a wrap, all that good stuff. All I'm saying is that my friends, which is Mylon and Dom and Tim and Alan and man, though, y'all just can't be pitchmen. You just stop it. Just stop it. But I had a great time, man. I want to wish that dude, Mylon Drake, a happy 40th birthday. I'm still a ways away from that, but I'm sure I'll blink and it will be here. All right. Last thing, and then I'll let y'all go. I'm still really thinking about this name change thing, right? So I've built up a little bit of a following with the Cold World podcast, but now we got the Energy Converters website. We got the Facebook page. Those things are starting to crack a little bit. I got the writing contracts where I'm writing at a few different places now. And that brand of Energy Converter thing is starting to really take off. Change is just hard. It's just hard. And if I did change the name from the Cold World podcast to the Energy Converter podcast or Beer Energy Converter or whatever, like I want it to feel fresh and new. Like maybe I'd have to record like an opening or something like that. You know, because right now I just pick music that I like and we rock with it. That's where most of my time goes is when I edit this, is picking the music. I take so long to pick the music. So long. I am a music head. Today I was listening to so let me preface this, because people be trying to front on this person I'm about to say. Like I was listening to Master P and like old school No Limit songs. People be acting like few things. One, people my age be acting like they just been hip-hop purists since day one. And I know all them cats was dancing No Limit music because it went back in the day. Like, Fetty ain't no worse than Master P's Ghetto Dope, all right? But Ghetto D slaps, yo. It slaps so hard. I was like a kid in my car with my brother. I took my brother to breakfast earlier today. I was trying to kick with him and my nephews, but they didn't get dressed in time, so they had to learn some consequences. But we were just like vibing and zoning to No Limit music or whatever, right? People be fronting. People will try to act super cool. If you're a young person, you listening to this, and like somebody in their 30s, and they getting on you about your music, and be like, you know, you used to listen to like Master P and them, because they had an album out every week. Every week, Master P changed the game, B. He changed the game. Listen, let me tell you. Master P is the true definition of a hustler. Because it wasn't skill. It was not. P will never blow your mind lyrically. But the grind, that dude proved that hard work and ingenuity, you can rise the ranks. Master P should be a blessing for us all. To see what is possible when you mix hard work and grit. Because, listen, he made Silk the Shaka a star. And that dude couldn't stay on beat to save his life. He ain't even, my brother was talking about this day. He was like, this dude just went through a whole song and ain't rhymed one time. Silk the Shaka, which is Master P's little brother, would just try to fit as many words in a bar as he could. It was crazy. P said, this is the formula. I need you to do this. I'm going to put you on a song with Maya. Your life's going to change. And it did. So, anyway, I know I just went on a tangent about the 90s and No Limit, but damn it, I was a fan. And I still am. I probably should go out on some No Limit music. How about that? You gonna have to deal with some No Limit music because you tune in to the Cold World podcast, at least for now. So anyway, but anybody's thoughts on changing the name and all that good stuff? I'm okay with changing the name. I just want other things to change with it. Like, there, if I change it, I don't want to just change it for the sake of changing it. Like, there needs to be growth. Like, the podcast needs to grow, whether it's in quality or quantity or the people that I have on, or if I have people, all that good stuff. Like, there just needs to be a maturation if the name changes. So I'm working on it, all right? But anyway, I appreciate y'all for listening in. I will be back soon. My Twitter and my IG is the same. It is at @CColeIII. That's at @CColeIII. And on Facebook, like the page, the Energy Converters page, please. I will be posting these through the Energy Converters page. So like the page, and that will kind of keep you up to date on things that I'm writing, when I'm speaking, all that good crap. And but like it. All right. So with that being said, take care of each other. I hope y'all have an amazing week. Remember, you are in control of your happiness, and it is your job to punch Monday in the mouth. Don't let Monday get you down, man. I know it's coming. It's coming fast for me as well. And we all been a slave to Mondays. Like, Mondays just has constantly punked us. But we gonna stand up to Mondays together. Together. We gonna make Mondays say, y'all better stop sleeping on P. Master P was that dude. He wasn't Tupac, and he wasn't my favorite, but I had them albums be. I'm getting off track. @CColeIII, I'm letting y'all go. It's late. I need to figure out what music I'm putting on here. So I'm going to holler at y'all, and keep the comments coming. Keep the support coming, man. It's just been growing and growing and growing. So I appreciate it, and hope to hear from you all. You know, up until the point that I do the next podcast. Peace.
His lips trying to diss, he better lay low. For the girl who said I broke her up and then I just split, now she pissed, she better lay low. For the buster who be claiming my hood and really here for my gang, better lay low. I hope you don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing, really hope so.
Lay low, nobody move until I say so. Limo 10 rolling deep like the president. See, I don't go to clubs, I never chase a b-. I'm here to bang that gangster to the apocalypse. We call it stress, some of y'all call it chocolate. Return of the top dog, it ain't no stopping this. Whatever the case, I ain't trying to catch it. Lay low, broke, big dope, and slang records. Unseen but well heard, do not disturb. The only reason you alive, cause I ain't sent a word. I flip faster than birds. Snoop Dogg will emerge from the smoke and go low. You shouldn't provoke, I bring the worst from the LBC. Smash mother thinking they gon' smash on me. Snoop and Dre give a f*** about what y'all say. From the world's most dangerous group, NW.